This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. After changing its name from the Hudson Opera House to Henry Hudson Hall 2 weeks ago, the Hudson Opera House is changing its name again, this time to Hudson Hall at the historic Hudson Opera House. Gary Shiro, the executive director of the Hudson Opera House, released a statement March 23rd saying, quote, "I, together with the board of directors, my co-director Tambra Dillon, and our staff, acknowledge the concern expressed by some that we would highlight a historical figure who may not reflect the spirit of inclusion and community we value. We want you to know that we have listened with great respect to those of you who have raised this issue, along with the tremendous affection shown for the Hudson Opera House. We are revising our name to Hudson Hall, and our branding will retain a reference to our historic Hudson Opera House." End quote. Daniel Zuckerman reports in the Daily Mail that work resumed this week on the $12.5 million Catskills sewer project. Workers resumed digging on Brooks Lane in Jefferson Heights and will continue into Leeds after winter halted the project in December. Delaware engineering designer Travis Smigel says they restarted there because of traffic to the Catskill Golf Resort. He said, quote, "Obviously, with golf season kicking off, we want to get that done soon before all the traffic comes," end quote. Smigel also warned drivers may see delays from Route 23B to the entrance to the New York State Thruway and the Route 23B overpass because of the sewer construction this spring. The story says the project, quote, "will initially cost the average single-family home in the new sewer district between $800 to $900 a year to pay back the incurred debt," end quote. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis could not say on March 30th what the exact increase in water bills will be after the project is completed. Davis said, quote, "as you work through this, there will be costs that will be incurred," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County farmland being included in designated agricultural districts grew 19% since 2008. Dutchess County farmland in the districts jumped from 164,380 acres to 196,164 acres since 2008, according to a report from the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Dutchess County. Jennifer Fimble, the Dutchess County Agricultural Navigator, said, quote, "this is so people understand the impact and how important agriculture really is in this area. Everybody says agriculture is dying, and it really isn't. At least in Dutchess County, it keeps growing little by little," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Don Lehman at the Post-Star reports that trout season opens in New York on April 1st, and one New York conservation group says global warming means lower populations of trout locally as they cannot survive above 77 degrees. The fisheries advocacy organization Trout Unlimited monitors water temperatures, and one near the Wilmington Dam in Essex County was at 77 degrees or above on 44 days last summer. The group says there have been three straight summers of high river temperatures. Trout Unlimited is using the temperature data it is collecting to decide where they should work on stream rebuilding projects. New York State restocks local streams with trout each year. You can visit the WGXC newsroom to find out how many fish are being restocked this spring in local rivers. Read the full story at the Post-Star. And the Mountain Eagle will distribute 20,000 free issues of its spring quarterly edition on April 7th to every household in Schoharie County and many in eastern Delaware and northeastern Greene counties. The Schoharie News recently bought the 34-year-old Mountain Eagle newspaper from the local newspaper chain Columbia Greene Media. Columbia Greene Media also recently closed the Windham Journal, folding it into the Thursday edition of the Daily Mail beginning in April. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.